Hello, everybody. This is the Closet Geek episode 111 for January 7th, 2016.
I'm Commander Shepard, and the Closet Geek is my favorite podcast on the Citadel. I should go.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek, and Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own. Closet Geek!
Hey guys, and welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek, to bring you the latest and greatest geeky news. I am one of your hosts, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my three brothers, Ryan, John, and Michael.
Hello.
Hey, I am back.
Yay.
We're all back.
We are
we're all here.
I missed all of December. It felt very odd.
Crazy head. So, but yeah, so we're back. We did have our little two-week break hiatus for the holidays, for Christmas and New Year's, but now we are back, and we're excited to talk definitely about the geeky things we've done, and then primarily, we are going to talk Star Wars today.
That's right!
Yes! Why? So, just a warning for anyone that's listening to this that has not watched Star Wars, this will be a totally spoiler episode for you if you have not watched it.
If you haven't seen it yet, do not listen.
Do not listen to this episode.
We're gonna spoil it.
We will spoil all seven films and the animated movie and the TV series, Rebels and Clone Wars and the books and everything that's canon now since April 15th, 2014.
Oh, okay.
All right.
which is actually the official date that canon started, except for the things I listed ahead of time.
All right.
Ah. Cool. All right. Well, let's go to the first segment of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky over the week, or in this case, 2 to 3 weeks, and things we love and things we can recommend for you guys to check out. So, I sure hope that in this expanded time that we've had away from each other that you guys at least did something geeky, right?
No.
No, not really.
I saw a little movie called Star
I was supposed to do something geeky?
A couple times. So.
Yeah, so.
Anyway.
I went to
we all saw Star Wars, so we could put that to the side. For
3D,
sure. But
IMAX. Woo!
All right. Well, Mike, you've been gone for a month from us, so why don't you tell us what you've been doing that's geeky?
Oh my. Okay. So, we'll start off like I always do about anime, but SLC Anime was reviewing Usagi Drop this month, and also we started reviewing a movie along with a series every month as well. And so Usagi Drop is an 11 episode series about a 30 something man who finds out that his grandfather, who's passed while he's at his funeral, essentially, that he finds out that his grandfather had an illegitimate child who's 6 or 7, and nobody wants to take responsibility for this little girl, and for some reason he feels compelled to take her in, and it's about their journey together and kind of becoming a family. So it's very, very heartfelt, big feels, super good. I liked it. Right. And then the movie is The Girl Who Leapt Through Time, and it's a great classic. I need to sit down and watch it again, though, to remind myself before meeting this weekend. So it's been a great, and I watched Parasite Maxim this month. Interesting. It was entertaining, but didn't really finish the way.
Is that part of the Parasite Eve series?
No. It's Parasite, where for some unexplained reason, some little wormy parasites fall out of the sky in little green balls, and when they hatch, they find a person, and their job is to get to the brain and eat the brain and take them over. And
okay, so
it's like yummy.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Right, it's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, exactly. But the main character was a little bit awake and sees it jump at him, get into his hand, and he ties off his arm. He basically creates a tourniquet with his headphones cord, and so it can't get to his brain. And so it ends up eating his arm and replacing it with itself, and story ensues. Bizarre. But yeah, it was entertaining. hyper violent, but it's all really right. more about
hyper violent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I say it's not, I wouldn't consider it gory, because it's not like there's excessive amounts of like blood gushing everywhere, but people lose their heads, but you know, or people get cut in half, but it's not like,
but it's not super gory,
but it's not, I wouldn't consider it gore in the classic sense.
I think your definition of gore is a lot different than everybody else's definition.
Well, people who are into horror might understand what I mean, where it's
okay.
More, it's
is
more
it,
just,
is it worse or on par with like, Titan?
Well, Attack on Titan is,
because that's pretty gory.
Yeah, it's
people
it's,
get bit.
It's on par with the the people dying, but there's a lot more blood spray and stuff in Attack on Titan. So Attack on Titan I would consider more gory than Parasite, but
okay.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Yeah, exactly, right? So LARPed throughout the month, getting ready for the big Super Bowl of LARPing for Mythic Realms, which is Winterfest. Winterfest is January 29th and 30th. It's a huge two-day event, and I hope it goes smoothly. So it'll be lots of fun.
Cool.
And
are you
that
involved with like the story for that one?
I am not a storyteller, so I'm not part of the plot team, but I am part of the rules team and social media team. So we are getting ready to do a big update with the rules and to physically implement all the hot fixes or patches to the rule system. Basically, I am the scribe, so I'm the one who creates the documents that become the rule book, and I'm the one who does the format and makes sure it sounds good and looks good, and because apparently I'm
good at it.
Yeah, I can proofread.
Good.
Whoa, I have
you're a rules monger.
It is my job to be a rules monger. That is correct. So that's lots of fun. The Christmas happened,
it did.
You know, in the world, who is a geek didn't get something geeky for Christmas, right?
Right. So what'd you get?
Right.
I got myself
a PS Vita.
PS Vita. Nice.
Yeah. Now, notice this is the original PS Vita.
Okay.
So this is not the Slim. This is the original OLED. Now, this is also, which is really cool, this is also the, technically it's the 3G. So this is like, if there was an option and or spiffy thing that could have been put into a PS Vita, this is the model.
Okay.
So I made sure to get a nice manufacturer refurbished model.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It's certified refurbished. Works great, looks great. It's essentially a brand new unit, but...
Yeah.
Now, of course, it can't be used as a telephone or a wireless device in North America because the service is only available through AT&T in Asia. Even though it has a SIM card spot and GPS capabilities, unlock those because I don't have the service to the
right.
But it works great Wi-Fi and
yeah, sure.
And I can play my PS4 games on it.
Yeah, that's
from
cool.
Anywhere in the world. as long as I have Wi-Fi and my PS4 is either in rest mode that can be turned on or is on at home, great.
Yeah, have you tried that out? What have you been able to play?
It works perfectly fine. I could even play Final Fantasy 14 on my PS Vita through my PS4 as long as the internet connection is good enough. And so
the only problem with that is that nobody can be using the PS4 if you want to do that. So like if you're away from the house and like your son is playing something on the PS4, you know, then the remote play option.
Yeah, you are essentially using your PS Vita as a controller and a monitor at the same time, you know. So yeah, it's designed when you're away from home or want to do something or access it to do whatever. But I've been happy with it. The PS Vita is a great unit. It was honestly marketed horribly, and because of the proprietary nature of its memory, it really burned.
Well, and you got, and there's still with the PlayStation Plus service, you can get free PS Vita games.
Absolutely,
free games.
Lots of free stuff I get with the PS Network membership that I have. So, got a new router for my house.
Yay!
Things are running really smooth.
Is it an AC 1900 or?
It's an AC 750.
Oh, 1750 or just
no, just 750.
Oh, okay.
I don't need gigabit service. It's not like I don't need anything more than 750 megabits.
Yeah.
I don't even have that high a service, so you know, it's not an issue. It's a three antenna dual band router, so I get plenty of decent service in the house. I am thinking about getting a repeater for upstairs, but I'm not sure because repeaters have a tendency to have about a quarter of the performance of the actual routing unit when it comes to speed. However, if you're not using it for gaming on the expanded, just for everything else, it usually is fine.
Sure.
So interesting things for that. What else? Honestly, that's about as geeky as I get because life happened.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, are you there?
Yes, nope. I'm here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was just
connection
checking.
Issues, so he's not on video tonight. So.
That's right. Yes. We didn't want to look at him anyway.
Ooh, I'm having issues with Charter communication. There's like barely any upload speed going on, and it's not just me, it's anyone connected to the same hub, so like everyone in my neighborhood who's having the same issues. I called them, they said they're gonna send a technician out, and then they called me today and said, hey, we think it's working. And I said, yeah, it was working earlier this evening, it was fine. And then all of a sudden, it just started crapping out again. So
because everybody's hopped back on and trying to use it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to call them again and say, nope, not fixed.
Anyway,
so tell us of your geeky last couple of weeks and Christmas and stuff.
Well, let's see. I did some X-Wing. Played some X-Wing.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
That's
a very
board game,
thing.
Right?
Yeah, X-Wing.
Oh, the miniature one. Yeah.
I just want to make sure my brain's in the right spot.
That John Broke.
Yeah.
Yes.
The base.
John Broke over
no,
a Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
No, you broke Poe Dameron's X-Wing. And I've been just working in the shop, making stuff.
Parts.
Yeah,
what project are you doing anything else besides Wookiee stuff right now?
No, that's the money maker. Well, I do have a helmet that I will be finished with by the end of the month. So I haven't put any photos up, but it's just like a blob of clay right now. But it will be a helmet in 2 weeks.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you get for Christmas?
I got
a PlayStation 4.
PS4.
Woo! That you haven't played.
that I haven't played.
You know how I know you haven't played it?
Because I have a log on.
Yeah, because I've been paying attention to my list and haven't ever logged on.
Okay. I was about to say,
my kids have played.
I don't even know what your... You'll have to send me a friend request.
I don't even remember what it is either. How much I play it?
It's not what it used to be. It's not the
Sword Dog One, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, that's usually what it is.
I sent you like a real name request because you're like, oh yeah, you got a PS4 now, so we can share.
Oh, okay.
And you never responded because there's on.
Look at your notifications.
My kids are playing the Lego Dimensions on it, and
that's.
Skylanders.
It's like Dimensions and Infinity and Skylanders and the Amiibos. It's like
all the rage.
And that's kind of cool, but I haven't played it yet. I've got the whole Uncharted series on there, so
that came with your box set, right?
The box set, yeah. So I'm gonna start over with one. I played one before, but I'm going to start over and play through the whole series. By the time I get through three, maybe four will be out and ready to go.
Right,
I was thinking on the PlayStation Network, King's Quest V? King's Quest? The new King's Quest?
King's Quest.
Yeah, King's Quest was free on the network
last month.
December, but it's now January. So I was like,
it's the new
season. I haven't looked.
It's this month.
Yeah, I haven't looked. Grim Fandango?
Yeah, Grim Fandango.
Oh,
it is
cool.
The PS4. And then there's another one called like Hardware Rivals, which Grim Fandango. I was like, oh cool. So
kind of classic.
Anything else, Ryan?
Not really.
All right.
I got a bunch of magic cards for Christmas. That's
really
cool.
Nice.
Yeah, Lance and I got some more magic cards. We need to sit down and play.
Right. Play more games.
Yep. Oh, what about you, John?
Seeker. Oh, that's geeky, right?
What's that?
Oh, Legend of the Seeker?
Oh, yeah, you got that for Christmas, right?
Yeah, I bought the season 1 and 2 before my wife.
Yeah, season, right.
And we've been watching that again. So.
Did you finish the Sons of Shannara?
No, I'm about a quarter way through. It's a big book. Big fantasy novels. Expanse, I think Expanse is a really cool TV show.
Oh, I haven't had a chance to. I've read the books, but I haven't seen the TV series at all.
Yeah, so, it's really good.
Yeah,
it reminds me of Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, I think that's what they were trying to go for, that kind of feel.
It's kind of like Babylon 5 mixed with Battlestar Galactica. It's without aliens.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Have you seen
the
interesting
kind of
rumors
drama
that
you get and got on Babylon 5 without the aliens?
Right.
Well, I was going to say, have you seen the rumors that they're thinking of rebooting or bringing back Babylon 5?
No, I thought it was that they were going to work, that it was a movie, that they were going to do like a Babylon 5 movie.
Maybe. Huh. I didn't see anything specifically in the article I read that it was a movie.
But I think Straczynski is involved. That was kind of a rumor that was floating around the internet.
Yeah.
Yep.
That, hey,
anyway,
rumors turn into something real sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Just started.
Yeah.
What was that show that just started?
Which one?
It's like 2 days ago.
Oh, sorry.
You're breaking up.
Yeah, your audio is losing that. Okay. All right. Go me. Had a good couple weeks. I think the big thing I think is for Christmas we got a bunch of new board games that we're really excited about. We got The Resistance, which is kind of a card game, not really. I mean, you use cards to play the game, but it's not a card game. Does that make sense? Anyway, it's all about.
No.
It's really all about. It's a bluffing game. Is really what it is. It's about a couple of the people in the you have a number of players, and some of the players are spies. So you have to figure out who the spies are. And the spies are like trying to sabotage the missions that you go on. Anyway, it's super fun. And And it gets pretty crazy because every time you play, it's random because you randomize the cards that are dealt.
It's a familiar pattern for a familiar card game.
Yeah, if you've ever played
even if you've played things like a Sheriff,
Nottingham, yeah.
Well, no, the Sheriff card game where one person's the sheriff and everybody else is outlaws, and you have to figure out
Bang.
Who the outlaws are. Bang, is that what it's called?
It's called Bang.
It's called Bang.
Yeah.
It's called Bang.
You know, I own it and I play it and I can't even remember what it's called.
So yeah, so it's we got we got the Resistance, we got Forbidden Desert, we got
good one.
A game called Libertalia, which is kind of like a pirate-based game. Then the fourth one was Takenoko, which is it's kind of like a board building. You like make bamboo grow.
Bamboo trees.
Yeah, you like make bamboo grow, and then you move your panda around to make the to eat the bamboo. And
so it's a fast moving game.
But yeah, so we got a bunch of board games for Christmas. That was a lot of fun. Of course, let's see. Oh, I just watched the reason why I was asking Ryan about Shannara is because I watched the first episode of the Shannara Chronicles that just premiered
On MTV.
This week. They're showing the first two episodes for free. On YouTube.
Yeah, and then you have to go to like a streaming service or something.
Yeah, you have to.
Everybody's jumping on the streaming service.
Yeah, if you want to watch it online, you have to have like a TV subscription, and I don't subscribe to TV, so I'll have to find other ways to watch it. But it was pretty good. The production values were extremely high. It was very well done cinematography, and you could tell that. Well, the sets and stuff, it didn't come off as being like pure CG, which is good, you know. So, I mean, set design was done pretty well. The acting in it was fairly decent, but you can definitely tell that it's.
Is it just called Shannara or?
It's called the Shannara Chronicles.
Shannara Chronicles. Okay.
You can definitely tell that it's aimed at the MTV demographic, though. Because everybody's super pretty, and
they said it was a fantasy like CW show.
Oh my gosh!
Right? Yeah, so it's like
everybody's beautiful.
Yeah, everybody's super super pretty, and they have like the drama going on and all that kind of stuff. But we'll see if it continues to do well. I've been. Reading, I finished the book series that I was working on, the Ted Decker,
Books
of History, the Lost Books. I haven't read the Circle series yet, which is apparently the Circle series is the main series, but the Lost Books are like a spinoff of the main Circle series. Yeah. But so I ended up actually reading the Lost Book series first, and so now I can go back and read the Circle series.
Afterwards, I'll send you a link so you can watch episodes 3 and 4 of Shannara.
Oh, I know ways to do that. That's not a problem.
That's it for you?
Yeah, I was kind of doing like a little mini Star Wars Clone Wars marathon today while I was folding laundry. I got to watch
laundry.
Yeah.
Because nobody likes to fold laundry, so you must do something.
Well, I had to fold laundry so that my room would look nice like this. Otherwise,
pretty.
I know, right?
Yeah. Pretty.
So you're saying Thursday's a reason to clean your room?
That's right.
Got it.
That's right. Well, that's what the wife demands. She's like, if you're gonna Skype. And you're going to be on national, broadcast
to the
world. If you're going to
see my house, it's going to be pretty.
You better clean your room.
Nice.
So, yeah.
But yeah.
Well, let's see. Geeky things I got for Christmas. I got my very first gaming keyboard and mouse.
Cool.
Like, So, I mean, I didn't go. It's called Red Dragon.
Red Dragon.
Yeah. It's a newer company, and you know, it was a little bit cheaper, but it's, you know, my first one, but I love it so far. The mouse feels really good, and the keyboard's fun, and it has, you know, the colored keys.
It reminds me of Razer before Razer started picking up their quality. No, no.
No,
it's not sounds
no,
awful,
what
but
saying.
No. When Razer first came out, it was, you know, you can get your nice $20 gaming mouse, you know, with LEDs and everything, and it's kind of the similar situation where it's a nice product, you know, and it has, does it have the weights in the mouse and stuff like that, so you can weight your mouse?
I believe so, yes. Yeah, I don't have any weights in it, but yeah, you can open the bottom of it and put that in.
That's
but
cool.
Yeah, so I got that. Also got some new books, and one of them that I've already read was The Shadows of Self by Brandon Sanderson, which was the next Mistborn book.
Cool.
Super good.
I read that one.
Sad ending.
Hush, don't spoil it. I haven't read it yet.
If you've read any of the Mistborn books, they all end sad. What are you talking about? Every single Mistborn book ends sad.
That's all you're going to say about that.
That's all I'm
going
to say about
spoiler,
that.
It's not a spoiler, it's a fact.
But I will say that it is super good, and I really, really enjoyed it. But I also got the Jim Butcher's new book, and so I plan on
Aeronauts
starting to read that as well. Yes, the Aeronauts Windlass.
That was good.
And
I
played lots of board games as well over the break because I had to do a bunch. I was able to play a bunch of games that I need to review.
Yeah.
And so I played a bunch of those. Enjoyed almost pretty much all of them. Some more than others, but they were all pretty good. I did get some video gaming in. Played some Heroes of the Storm, of course. And I'm just I'm waiting till the end of the month when they bring back the Overwatch beta, and I'm just hoping I get in.
There you go.
Well, I think once you're in, then usually you're.
Well, I was only in on the weekend.
Yeah.
The stress test, but after the weekend, I wasn't in.
Right. But
I was only.
I thought they only ran it for that one weekend.
Oh no! It had been running 2 to 3 weeks before that.
Oh, I see.
And so they did the stress test weekend, and then it ran for another like week or two after that, and then that's when they took the break, and they'll be back hopefully at the end of this month, but they said it could be at the beginning of next month. But I also had some extra Christmas money, and I wanted to start a D&D group here, like a physical, you know, around the table group.
Yeah,
but. It's hard to make that commitment of investing all that money into all the books and other things without knowing that it's going to work with the people or with getting people together. So what I did...
I just like having books. Yeah.
I don't really want to invest in you guys until I know I like you guys, so I'm
not
going to get the books right now.
Right. So so what I did is I bought the starter kit.
Yeah.
Okay.
For... so you get a
fifth edition.
You get a campaign. Yeah, you get a campaign, and you get the what you need to run a full campaign from levels 1 through 5 with the pre-made characters. And so I figure if we can make it through that whole campaign, and everyone is still coming on
typey. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You are typing so hard.
I thought. Could have sworn I clicked mute before I did that. <Just not. laughs>
But so if we can make it through that whole campaign and everyone's still coming on a regular basis and everyone's enjoying it,
and everyone's
then
alive.
I will be, and every yeah, and then I'll be like, okay, do you guys want to keep doing this? If so, let's make the investment in getting the books, and I'll buy another campaign and stuff like that.
Cool.
So
yep.
Good luck.
So that will be delivered on Monday.
Nice.
Ooh.
So I will. Report back on see if we can get that. But yeah, so that was good. Good times.
You said Monday, and I was thinking, ooh, I have a rules meeting over ramen. So there's a classic Japanese ramen shop that opened up like within walking distance of my house. So,
oh, really?
So cool. I'm really excited to go try some good classic homemade ramen. Japanese.
Yeah, that's cool. Sweet. Well, shall we? That's it for This Week in Geek. Let's go to the next segment of the show.
The Weekly Geek.
This is The Weekly Geek, where we generally talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week.
Generally.
But we are going to be talking about Star Wars. So another warning for people.
BB-8.
Nice. We're going to be talking about Star Wars. And we all saw it. And so if you haven't seen Star Wars, we are going to be talking all about it and spoilers and everything. So I would suggest not listening and come back in about 20 minutes or more.
Just skip the episode now.
We'll see you next episode.
That's right.
But honestly, if you haven't seen Star Wars by now, you're not going to see Star Wars until it's out.
I don't know. There's still people that haven't seen it. I'm like friends of mine. I'm like, dude, you haven't seen it. Oh, yeah. I can't talk to you because you haven't seen it.
There's some people that I know that are really geeky and love Star Wars too, and they just haven't seen it yet. Yeah. I'm like, really?
At work, we all agreed as an entire team that we all had to go see Star Wars that weekend. So we
were should have seen it as a team.
Well, most of us are all you know, Star Wars fans of some sort. Some know the lore. I'm like, how do you have the encyclopedia of Star Wars memorized?
I think pretty much everybody's a Star Wars fan.
Yeah. So officially, well, it is now the number one grossing film in America.
In the world.
It's number two.
Yeah, not the world. It hasn't beat Avatar yet.
It did beat Avatar. It beat in Avatar US, today.
In U.S. only.
Today?
But no. Worldwide.
Did you see the article released today?
Okay.
I'm like, okay, I'll have to review
Avatar, that. Avatar earned like $2.78 billion.
Okay.
Star Wars is currently about a billion short of that.
That's what I say. Give it a week.
So it's... They're not sure if it's going to beat Avatar worldwide, but it did beat Avatar...
We have a friend. He also did the artwork for us. Did the illustration of the four of us together. His name's TJ. And I saw today he posted on Facebook. He's like, "Well, might as well go see it for the fourth time."
Yeah.
So he went and saw it for the fourth time today.
So have you guys seen it multiple times or just the once?
Just once for me.
Yeah, I've seen it twice.
Yeah.
And
I've only seen it once, but I'm good at remembering.
It's definitely, I mean, you definitely got to go and see it more than once. You really do. Because the first time you go and see it, you know, there's all this like anticipation, it's super hype, and you're all just like, Star Wars! You know, the second time, I cried. And I cried. I'm like, Star Wars.
Oh my.
Now that's Star Trek.
But the second time I went back, it was like a lot more casual. I was just chill. I wasn't all like freaked out about the fact that I'm watching Star Wars. And so I was able to really pay attention to a lot more of the movie than I was before, because I was just like so caught up in the nostalgia of it all and everything. But
I was caught up in the nostalgia until about halfway through the crawler, and I was just like, this crawler kind of stinks, but we're cool, this is Star Wars. Because
muted.
No, because I watched episode 4, 5, and 6 before I went and saw it, and I was thinking to myself, when I saw the crawler on 7, I was thinking to myself, this isn't really, it's not worded the same. It didn't feel like it was written with the same, you know,
gusto, narration, pizzazz.
The same narration style. It was different enough that I felt that
Okay, so you're one of the people that went into it in order to be critical of the movie. You're like, okay, let's see if this really steps up to the hype.
No, I went in and watched the show and enjoyed it. I'm just saying that I noticed things a lot that others don't.
The one thing I noticed, and which was I found was really interesting, is and a very respectful thing that they did, but Disney did not have their logo in front of the movie. Right.
Well, that was agreed upon long ago.
But I mean, they just had the Lucas.
Yeah, they had
films
the Lucas
and
well, it's because it's the only mention of Disney in the entire film is at the last 3 seconds of the reel. This is a product of Disney, worldwide products or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And then the lights came on at the very end of the credits. Beyond the everything else you would see, it popped up. So I did sit until the very end until the lights came on just to
Well, Abrams had already said that there wasn't going to be a stinger.
There wasn't. I know.
But I still waited to respect all the people that worked on it.
Well, yeah, no, it's not just because there wasn't a stinger doesn't mean there couldn't have been something.
Right.
You know, because there, you know, sometimes movies have like things during the credits or whatever, and who knows? Star Wars went in a different direction. I didn't know.
I just have to say, I thought the movie was absolutely perfect. I thought it was. I think it was everything that it was supposed to be. It was enough. You know, it catered to the original fans, but then it also created this new story that you know the next generation can really get into. And the new characters that were introduced were all extremely strong characters that you actually wanted to know more about. You actually cared about. A lot of it has to go with the writing of you know Lawrence Kasdan, who did the writing along with Abrams. I thought it was very well written.
I had watched episode 4, 5, and 6 before I went and saw 7.
Yeah.
And right off the bat, I was like, wow, there's even like, you know, sure they switched out the characters, but there were literal scenes of information where it was almost identical dialogue and identical like person here scenarios that I was like. It was like hardcore deja vu watching episode 4.
But that's what I loved about it. I even loved the cinematography.
It felt like a Star Wars movie.
Well, yeah,
the cinematography, like the change in between scenes, how they had the classic
like the screen
like,
whites.
Yeah. I mean, and I was that's so perfect.
But
yeah, right.
You know, but I was like when Poe is like, you know, this, you know, take this information. You know, and gives the memory stick to BB-8, and I was like, "Whoa!" It's like the exact same scene of Princess Leia going, "I'm going to put this data into this R2 unit, this astromech unit."
Which was
it was almost like the same dialogue and everything too. It was just
what I loved in that first sequence of scenes. Well, I loved a lot of it, but like when Poe tries to shoot Kylo Ren, and he just freezes the blaster.
He freezes the bolts. I was like, whoa,
that's cool. Instead of blocking it with his hand,
really
which what you thought he was going to do, but then he's like freezes it. And then he like, it doesn't even go until later when he walks away. And I was like,
that was cool.
I thought that was really cool.
I wanted more of Poe at the beginning of the film. It didn't feel like there was enough to really.
Well, that's because he
understand his character.
Supposed to die.
Well, I know, I know, I know, but
well, that's why they didn't like the initial part of it. They didn't really go into
Within just a few minutes, you're like, I like this guy, and especially like the whole banter between him and Kylo Ren. One thing I thought was odd that
he's cooler immediately than Han Solo.
One thing that really shouted to me about Kylo Ren's character right off the bat, like I was just like, "This
he
is
has anger
not the
issues."
Person. No. This is not the person. Is when he's talking to Poe, and he chooses to bring himself down to Poe's level to talk to him, and I was like, immediate. That's like a body language psychological. You know, choice to show that he doesn't find himself superior in a way. In you know, he's bringing himself down to his level as an equal to, you know, have a conversation. You know, it's those little psychological entries into the direction of how the characters are developed that scream to people like me who notice body language.
You
and
were far
and
more
psychologically
critical
lit.
Of this movie than like any. I'm like,
no, like no. I said, I one thing I notice a lot of things. I really enjoyed the film. Like I said, I very much
no,
enjoyed the
I,
film.
I agree. The story, but, what you're alluding to is the storytelling.
Yeah, the,
like the overall storytelling of
there,
the
it,
film.
But it's a,
there was a
you
lot.
Really,
of
you really didn't know anything about Kylo Ren other than the fact that he. You know, he's the bad guy. He's Darth Vader, basically, coming off of this.
So
this
how did Rey know how to
use the Force?
Use the Force.
Right.
And,
that's a good question, right?
And
well,
you know,
it's not necessarily.
How does she know how that she can control the Stormtrooper's mind?
That's a good question. We'll find. I'm sure we'll find
the force,
out.
The Force was telling her.
We've got two
well,
more movies
because,
to,
well,
for them to explain.
There
how
were
that
specific. There were specific things that happened in the film that gave her hints.
Well, but think about. Okay, let's.
There was foreshadowing blatantly
speculate.
In the film before that scene with Daniel Craig.
So, you know. Okay, let's speculate here. Let's take what we know. And apply. Okay, so
Kylo Ren is Han Solo's son, and then he kills him.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
So, yes, his name is. I thought it was kind of funny that his name was Ben.
Yeah,
I swear, I was the only one. I was the only one in the entire theater
cool.
that was like.
I know.
And everybody looked at me, and I'm like,
did you not put two and two together immediately?
Yeah, that's cool.
I love that.
But,
yeah, I thought
okay,
that was cool.
So there was this scene where Rey touches the lightsaber and has her vision.
Right.
Okay.
The, yeah.
So,
similar to what Luke did on Dagobah.
So this is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. They were not necessarily visions, but memories. That she was there when Kylo Ren slaughtered everybody at the Jedi Temple. She was there, and
as a child,
right? Obviously, as a child, and she was being trained, and so she had some training. But then whoever took her and rescued her and took her away,
okay.
and then dropped her off on Jakku.
I like that. I like that
to hide her from. The you know Kylo who was trying to kill all of the Jedi's. So
I thought Darth Vader did that.
I think that. Well, right, but obviously the Force Awakens. Are you not paying attention to the? Did you not watch the movie?
No.
Okay. You know,
so
I'm just. Okay, go ahead.
Well, so I think that when Kylo Ren started messing around in Rey's head.
Or at least tried.
With the Force, it unlocked
trigger.
It unlocked whatever block that she had that somebody had put there with the Force to make her forget what had happened. So he released that, and so then it started coming back in because Kylo. So it was Kylo Ren's fault. I'm just this is just
okay.
pure
well,
speculation.
No. I am glad I'm not the only one that viewed it as a memory, you know, scape slash envision. Because I think there was both. I think it was both her remembering. What? What, Ryan?
Those big blobs with tentacles. You like
yes.
those?
The Raftars or whatever they're called.
Yeah,
those are cool.
Yeah, on the transport ship. That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Something
but,
one
yeah
one scene,
I,
oh go ahead Mike
go ahead no I was just gonna say I agree to a point I do believe that a lot of that was her personal memories, but I also believe that she was also like you can with the Force, there is a level of precognition that can be where she was foreseeing certain things as well, similar to Luke having his vision quest on Dagobah is that was kind of her, but where there's the scene of her, if your theory is sound, she must have been either in a transport or in a hidden spot to view what we were watching from a third person aspect, if it was her view.
Oh, meaning she was not saying that was literally her view looking down.
Well, if they're her memories, it's from her perspective.
Like I said, I don't think they even thought about it.
So that's why I said that.
We'll find out.
So are you wrong about this movie anyway?
Skywalker?
Right.
So that's the other question.
No. I don't want her to be related to anyone.
You know, it's so 50-50.
Okay, I just want her to be nobody. Somebody that just was a force awakening.
Yeah, that has... Because
she was just being trained...
Everybody has the Force. Everybody has the Force, and they emphasize that in the movie. But some people are more in tuned with the Force to be able to,
be Jedi. Midichlorians in their system.
Okay, so what you're saying is that's canon.
Live with it.
So she's just a nobody. She's not. Like related
now,
to anybody, she just.
I would really say, John. If she's a nobody,
I would not like her.
Why did Han know who she was? Why did Leia know who she was?
That's right.
Why did Maze know who she was
once she realized it?
She is obviously somebody.
Oh, they obviously.
And if they go with the whole, they better not do the whole twin thing, or else I'm just gonna boycott the rest of Star Wars. I agree.
No, it's not gonna. I agree with Ryan. How did they know who she was? Just because they took a liking to her?
Yes.
If they do know who she was, then I will contribute it back to that she was just a Jedi in training with Luke.
Okay. So the scene between Han Solo and Maz Kanata, where everybody leaves and it's just Maz and Han, and she turns to Han, she's like, okay, so who's the girl? And then Han never answers. So obviously Maz knows that Han knows who the girl is.
Right.
Okay, so... Okay.
No.
You would just say that.
Who's the girl? That's common.
But this is coming from Maz Kanata, who just looked into the soul of Finn and said, you're trying to run. And so she also looked into Rey and knew who she was.
But even
when Rey touched the lightsaber, Maz came and said it was Luke's and it was given to him by his father. And now it calls to you. Why in the world would it call to her?
Because it needs a worthy Jedi to hold it.
She's a Skywalker?
I'm just putting it out there. Okay.
No.
It's a 50-50 thing. Some people hate it. Some people like it.
There's the scene.
I don't hate it. I just prefer it not to be that way.
Okay.
But who's the mother?
There's the scene at the end where
after they've destroyed
the planet and they come back to the rebel base, Leia is standing there. Rey walks off the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, that was weird.
Leia knows that Han is dead, so instead of going up to Chewbacca and consoling Chewbacca, she walks right past Chewbacca and goes and gives Rey a big hug. She's never seen Rey before. She's never met her before, but she like goes and gives her this big old huge hug, and it's like everything's going to be
true.
Okay. It's because Leia knows who she is.
Well, even Rey felt it was weird. Even Rey was like, "What's going on?" But yeah, Leia knew who she was.
Why do you think
Leia walked by Chewie just like Chewie got snubbed in the first movie and didn't get in battle.
That's right.
In the most recent Chewbacca comic, they actually addressed that.
I'm only on number 3.
Oh, okay. So yeah, in the latest one, they're
just ruining it, man.
Ruining it because said that they addressed.
I've got number 3 right here on my desk.
So they finally figure out where Luke is. Okay, do they send the entire fleet to go? Does Leia go? Do they send like the head of the Republic? No. Who do they send? Rey. Why does Leia send Rey to go get Luke?
Because it's
her dad. Leia knew that was going to be the one thing that would bring Luke back, is when Rey shows up. And I mean, that last scene when Luke was just staring and saying nothing.
This is what I'm hoping for.
How much did they pay him to not say a line?
They paid him eight figures to do that.
You saw the anger, the fear, the sorrow, the everything was just.
No, you were just saying you were just seeing old Mark Hamill. But anyway. I would see the next film literally pick up where that scene of like awkwardness,
yeah.
And then have him be like, "You're not supposed to be here," and he'll know who she is.
Right.
But I have a feeling it's never going to come out until there's got to be the "I am your father" scene, and she'll be like, "I thought so." You know, it'll be so stupid.
It's all about continuity, okay? And so the original trilogy was about Skywalker versus Skywalker.
Right.
So this new trilogy is going to be about Skywalker versus the Skywalker.
Technically Solo.
Okay, but the grand, you know, they're both the grandchildren of Vader. They're both the grandchildren. And they represent the dichotomy of Darth Vader in the dark side and the light side. They both represent the two sides of Darth Vader.
And they become... And they equally will kill each other off in the balance.
Phasma, right?
Yeah.
She should have been the one with the baton twirling it and fighting.
Seriously, right?
Instead of a random stormtrooper.
I sure hope she escaped. Of course she is in the next movie.
She had a radio.
Yeah.
Stop the trash compactor and get me out.
Trash compactor even started, she was like...
The only reason why she didn't do anything is because they had a gun to her head. As soon as the gun was gone, all she'd be like, this is Phasma, I'm in the trash compactor.
Now,
I agree with Ryan that she
should have been the one to kick Finn's butt with that baton, not traitor. Some... And, yeah... Not some guy who yells traitor and
fights. Because all the nerds think that he's so cool. And they're like,
I don't know why he's so cool.
Because he just had the baton.
He dies. Chewie.
No,
it wasn't Chewie who
get
kicked
shot. Doesn't he get shot? Doesn't die.
There's actually a book called Before the Awakens or Before the Force Way or something like that. There's like a trilogy of short stories that talk about Finn and Rey and Kylo. In the story of Finn, it talks about him and the squad that he's a part of, that they all kind of come up together. And there's a couple of the and so what they're saying is that the reason why this guy with the baton yelled traitor is because he recognized him. He knew who he was, because the only way that he knew who he was is because he's seen Finn without his helmet on. The only people that would know that were people that are going to be his fellow squad mates.
That was pretty obvious.
Right. And
in the movie too. wasn't a surprise.
So there is official canon detailing that whole relationship between...
It doesn't even really need to be detailed. It's common sense. Right. Pick it up.
So there's an interesting theory out there, and I want to hear your opinion on it.
There's a bunch of theories.
Right.
We've already.
Anakin Snoke? Skywalker is actually Snoke?
No.
What?
You didn't see that one?
No.
That is the stupidest
They've
one I've
ever
seen. They've
got scars in the same place on their heads.
Dumb. People obviously have no idea what they're thinking about. What
I would think is, really die. Luke was just burning the Vader thing.
Please. Anyway, no. What I was surmising is that Snoke is Darth Plagueis,
No, Andy Serkis has already told people that's not true.
See,
it's a good
I wasn't
theory.
Sure.
It is a good theory.
It's possible.
But the thing is, he's already said that. That he is an original. He is an original character.
An original character.
The first time I saw him, I was like, wait a second.
Is he really that big, or is he just projecting?
Come on,
you don't know that.
He's gonna be freaking Yoda size.
Think about even in Empire Strikes Back, there was the scene where Vader was talking to the Emperor, and Emperor's head was like ginormous because it was this hologram.
Emperor's 50 feet tall.
Oh my gosh, the Emperor's 50 feet tall. No, he's this little short, shriveled man. It's all about, see, this is what I'm saying. It's parallels. Parallels between the original trilogy and this movie and the ongoing trilogy. It's parallels.
Poe Dameron is the coolest pilot ever.
He did some
The fact that he kills, shoots down 12 different TIE fighters. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Shoots and like kills the two stormtroopers that are on the sides of Han and Chewie and go pew, pew, in an X-wing. I'm like, what the? That's pretty cool,
right? Well, then I have
and more TIE fighters.
Yeah,
reminds me of the line from when Luke Skywalker's like, well, I've shot a womp rat in my T-16. They're not much bigger than that. So I'm like, okay,
they're not much bigger than 2 meters. The one problem.
I was wondering, B-forces that they pull in those ships would kill them. Some sort of anti-grav thing. Anti-grav tech.
It's science.
Sure, why not?
It's science.
Star Wars, you could do that.
Because
all of it was really believable except for the G-forces.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's fiction. It's not believable.
Since we're talking hardware, something that I was kind of bummed about, but was okay with in the end, is what happened to all the other ships? What happened to the A-wings? What happened to the Y-wings? What happened to the B-wings?
Dude, it's been 30 years.
All they do is have leftover X-wings? No. And what happened? What about the TIE fighters? What about TIE interceptors?
The other ships were generic ones. Well, like the Y-wing is a bomber ship,
right?
It's specifically meant to bomb. It's not really a fighter.
They were going on a bombing mission. Just saying, just throwing it out there. What's interesting is they essentially were pulling back, and they had conceded that they had failed. But then, randomly, the inside damage that Chewbacca caused made them realize, wait, hold on, something happened inside. We might be able to turn around and utilize that damage. So they had pretty much given up. So, no, this little squad of people were not going to destroy the Starkiller. It's sheer luck.
They did it anyway.
Of course.
It's the Force. It's not luck.
I love that comment about the Force when Finn's like, we'll just use the Force. And Han's like, that's not how the
like
Force
that.
Works. I love that about the movie too. They had appropriate humor and good comedic timing,
and
throughout.
They didn't rely
the movie
on stupid stuff like Jar Jar Binks.
So comedy. What do you think about the Finn and Poe Dameron?
Oh, I think it's dumb. I think people are
I thought it was cool, like, you know.
I thought it was fun. Yeah, I thought it was good.
The whole idea that they're like lovers, like
what?
You haven't seen all the articles? That's why I'm doing the how he's biting his lip at him. I wish people would bite their lip at me like that.
Stop. Anyway.
I pay no attention
to garbage like that because it's garbage.
Your jacket and how good he looks.
Oh my gosh. That's so dumb.
That's why it's so funny. That's why it's so funny, because it's so dumb.
So, okay, so what did you guys think of Kylo Ren?
I thought he was great. I thought he was great, too.
But I've had...
Who was, you know, full of piss and vinegar, and then, you know, he's kind of unbalanced. He's not, he doesn't have a lot of experience in controlling himself, the Force, or commanding others. And, you know, a lot of people think that he's kind of this whiny emo kid that's like, boo-hoo, why, woe is me. I'm like, no, no, he's like probably the strongest Force user we have ever seen in the movies so far.
Hello. Think about all the foreshadowing. Anyway, go ahead.
It's up to be really good casting, I think.
Yeah.
Really good character development with him, because there's so many different subtle things that a lot of people don't pick up if they don't really pay attention to it or have only seen the movie once.
Right, right.
There's so huge amounts of subtleties to the character.
I think.
I thought he was great, too.
The movie lacked was there should have been a hand cut off somewhere.
No, that's in the second
film. No, that's in episode two.
Second film, people get their hands cut off.
Hey, cantina hand.
Every movie has an arm somewhere that gets chopped off somewhere.
Now,
maybe Stormtrooper. We'll have to look.
I was, once again, looking back, of course, when you watch it, you don't immediately notice it until you really start pondering on it. But I wanted more Rey. There wasn't enough of her in my mind to really solidify her character. You know, it's like I had created a level of respect for her, but I wanted to see something. But it felt like it kind of piddled out at the end. And,
well,
I think
that one thing that a lot of people, when they try to compare 4 and 7, what a lot of people forget is when they did 4, they had no idea that it was going to be what it was going to be, and so they kept it completely encapsulated in a single movie. So yeah, there were a few loose ends that they could run with, but it was a complete film, and the characters were developed during that time, and so the difference with this is that they know it's going to be a trilogy, and they know they have time to continue to develop these characters.
Right.
I think they did a great job in introducing who she was and getting us to the point where you are at, where you want more.
Right, and that's why I said I was just pondering back. It just felt like there was just a little bit missing, you know, and maybe it was that way on, like
that's
you said,
what
that way on purpose.
Yeah. So that you would see the next movie.
It sounds like they did exactly what
but
they
wanted. In all honesty, from my point of view, I have no connection to Finn. He could die, and I would be like, oh, well, I guess he died.
I thought he was a
fun character, but
I liked how he was getting
what
up in Phasma's
is his
space.
Purpose?
Like, I'm in charge.
I loved how
he
kept
tone it down.
his banter with Han Solo, his holding of his hand and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, it's like stop holding my hand.
Yeah. I mean, there was lots of great stuff, but I'm still trying to figure out what is his purpose, you know?
When he was
I'm not saying
Han
he's a bad character, I'm just...
About Rey, he's like, why do you keep doing that? What? Is there something wrong? Why do you keep doing that?
It's
Han Solo's like, oh, look. It's like, what?
Look.
trying to come up with a plan here. Why do you keep doing that?
So.
It was good.
Sweet.
It was great.
All right, well, let's... Awesome. Star Wars was awesome.
It was awesome. There's so much we could talk
about.
Right. Yeah, we could talk
about
it.
There's so much. But instead...
So that means, are we going to do...
Geeky trivia! With an attitude like that, I don't think you deserve
geeky
trivia.
It's not attitude. It's dread. That's dread. What you're seeing is going. Oh,
it's not
no,
Star
trivia.
Wars trivia. Don't worry.
Okay, because I suck at Star Wars
okay.
trivia.
This is, can you guess the movie by its terrible plot explanation?
Oh yeah. All
right.
These were fun. I saw a bunch of these online.
Okay. Well, I gotta get a piece of paper. Make sure.
Oh no.
You guys, your scores. All right.
Blatantly horrible plot descriptions.
All right. Some of them are pretty easy. Some of them are hard. Okay.
Okay.
Idiot Ginger and Mouse violate 8 health code regulations.
Oh, Ratatouille.
Ratatouille is correct, Mike.
What?
Yeah.
I totally said
I think
it before
I,
he did.
I think I
didn't even hear you.
Oh.
I didn't even hear you.
All right.
Sorry.
You didn't hear me.
All right.
I need to speak up, I guess.
You do. Okay. Older sister ruins younger sister's chance to be on nationally televised game show.
Oh, Hunger Games.
Hunger Games is correct, Mike.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
That's mean.
Isn't that good? Isn't that perfect?
It's funny. It makes sense, though.
Woman abandons all her standards to win back a greasy-haired boy.
Greece?
Greece is correct, John.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I was like, I guess it was given away.
That's exactly the whole point of that movie. That she was willing to just give up every standard she had just to
win
a boy.
So was he.
He was trying to be good.
But he was willing to become the prep, and she was willing
anyway,
to become
we're not,
greaser.
We're not debating Greece. Not debating.
Why, I don't know why.
Right.
I don't know why.
Okay. Let's see if you get this one. Drunk guy keeps losing his transportation. This one's a little one of the harder ones.
Drunk guy keeps losing his transportation.
Yep.
No, I'm coming up.
I don't know. No.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. Story of a boy so annoying his parents abandon him every Christmas hoping somebody will kill him.
Hoping somebody will kill him.
Yeah, Home Alone. Yeah.
All right. Oh.
I don't know, I just heard Annoying right. Little Boy, and I was like, that's the first film that came to my mind.
A young man forcibly binds other people and photographs them for money.
Fifty Shades of Grey?
No. Say it again.
A young man forcibly binds other people and photographs them for money. You get a kick out of it when you hear it.
I don't know.
The answer is Spider-Man.
Oh, what? Forcibly binds. I get it.
Forcibly binds other people and then gets paid for taking pictures of them.
All right.
I thought he got money for taking pictures of Spider-Man, not the criminals.
Okay,
this description is a series of naps.
A series of naps?
Inception.
Oh,
Inception is correct,
oh,
Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
I was like,
a series of naps, yeah. Got it.
That's all they do in the movie, is they take a bunch of naps. All right. A miserable billionaire terrorizes mentally ill man.
Batman?
Batman, The Dark Knight, yep.
Yeah.
All right, this one is... All right, a love triangle between an 18-year-old girl, a 100-year-old guy, and a dog.
Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
Twilight is correct.
Yeah, that's...
All right.
Hold on. Are you having a computer problem?
Sorry. A girl has to pretend she's a man to be taken seriously.
Mulan?
Mulan is correct, Mike. Good job.
Yeah.
All right.
There's some tough ones, though. I'm like.
All right. 11-year-old kills his teacher just to get stoned.
11-year-old?
Play on words is great.
Yeah.
11-year-old kills his teacher just to get stoned.
Right. I know that it's not actually, like, stoned.
Right? No, it's not actually getting
trying
stoned.
Trying to think of...
No. Well, I'm trying to think of an 11-year-old. Are you talking about Harry Potter?
Harry Potter is correct.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Sorcerer's
at the stone. End of the movie, he kills his teacher, a stone.
Yeah, all that's right. It. I had to put it together.
Yep.
I figured it had to do with actual stone, not getting high.
An elderly man abducts a young, overweight Asian boy to replace his dead wife. Yep, up is correct, John.
Oh, up. Funny.
A pretty bookish girl becomes an outcast in her own town when she
Beauty
realizes
and the Beast.
She's a
Beauty and the Beast. Oh, yeah.
Beauty and the Beast is correct, John.
I said it.
I was about to say her name, but I was like, that's not the title of the movie.
Belle.
All right. The next one is American invades foreign land, kills local leadership, and struggles to find an exit strategy.
Team America.
No. American invades foreign land, kills local leadership, struggles to find exit strategy. This one's a little one of the harder ones. Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
All right. Next one is immigrant adoptee is reintroduced to country of birth, experiences culture shock and prejudice.
Elf?
Coming to America.
Elf.
I don't know.
Elf is correct, Mike.
Oh, Elf.
Boom. All right. I could give you more, but we'll leave it at that.
All right.
So that was fun. That's it for Geeky Trivia, and the winner is Michael!
Woo! Good job, Michael.
Boom.
Good job.
Knows these movies plots.
That's right.
Or
so that's
fake movie
it
plots
for.
Anyway.
Yeah, fake movie plots. Yeah.
That's it for The Closet Geek. Thank you for listening, and definitely you can find out all our information on theclosetgeek.net, and if you have any comments about Star Wars and our theories and or other things you want to mention, definitely.
And I'm sure
definitely
you do.
I comment in the Facebook post relating to this episode, and we'll be happy to debate Star Wars with you all day long. So thank you again for listening to The Closet Geek. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, and we always tell you to wave your geek flag proudly.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.